Today I'm going to talk about how to predict the fumigant transport and the pesting control in soils. First, I would like to acknowledge Dr. Yates, Duncan, Ellsworth, Sean, and Ernest. It is already well known that the volatile pesticide that's fumigant is used to control the soil pests such as the nematodes, the fungi. The use of the fumigant have improved the crop yield and the crop quality, but however, as previous presenters such as Gore and Yates, they said, the use of fumigants also lead to environmental problems such as the air pollution. Therefore, as you presented before, different methods have been used to reduce the emission, such as the TARPs, organic amendment, the irrigation. However, little have been known about the effects on the pest control, and it also very expensive to conduct the field or laboratory experiment. To evaluate the pest control, we have to know the pesticide transport. So the objective of this study is to describe a 2D model to predict not only in the fumigant transport, also the pesting control, and compare the and test the model accuracy by comparison the method and simulated results. To model both, the model should include two parts. One is the pesticide transport and also pest control. So this is the typical equation for the pest transport with a volatile boundary condition. The concentration time was used to describe the exposure of the pest to the pesticide, which consider both the concentration and the time. The mortality or survivability of the pest was described with this S-shaped curve, which described with which described with the equation on the left. And to simulate the pest transport, when the water movement can be ignored, Dr. Scurrier's solved a 2D analytical equation to calculate the volatilization, the concentration, the concentration time. Alternatively, we also can use a numerical solution with the programming such as Hydrus 2D, 1 3D. To test the model accuracy, we designed a 2D soil chamber. For this experiment, we're using mesh iodide as a fumigant. Before experiment, three types of soil pesting, that is barnyard grass seeds, citrus nematodes, and a kinds of fungi was mixed with the soil. Mesh iodide was injected in the center of this soil chamber. After fumigation, we measured the volatilization from the soil surface with a flux chamber on the top, and measure the gas phase concentration over time at different locations. The soil degradation was determined by measuring the iodide concentration at the end of the experiment. Another experiment was conducted to collect the dose response curve of these three types of pesting. This shows the parameters of the experiment and the simulations. We measure the degradation coefficient, and that's very important for the simulation. This shows the volatilization rates. We can see the simulation were very close to the measured emission rate, which is a little higher. Compared to the numerical solution, the analytical solution give a better estimation. This shows the gas concentration change over time. I'm pretty happy to see the results. We can see the simulated results match pretty well with the measured ones, both in the patterns and the values. We can see the concentration maybe a little higher somewhere. It's the same for the late hours. This shows the iodide concentration. We can see the, as expected, the higher concentration in the center, a lower concentration in the, especially the soil surface. We do the mass balance analysis. We can see the simulation results very close with the measurement and the volatilization and the residual mass iodide in the soil. But we found that the degradation decided by the iodide concentration was lower than it is supposed to be. So this kind of mass balance, I think it's very helpful to determine the experimental error or uncertainty. As expected, the concentration time index was very high, close to the injection point, and it was low at the surface because the emission lower. The dose response shows that the citrus nematodes was very sensitive to the mass iodide. The nematodes can be easily killed with very low CT values. In contrast, the fungi was very resistant to the mass iodide, require a very high, about 100 times higher of CT values. Bian and grass seeds kinds of fell between these two. With the concentration time index and the dose response curve, now we can estimate the distribution of the mortality. This is the results for the citrus nematodes. For the majority of the area, the simulation was consistent with the measured values, but at the surface, the mortality are kind of underestimated. Similar for the barnyard grass, which was underestimated, but the patterns, you know, see they're really consistent. I think one reason is the dose response curve. One reason for the underestimation was the underestimation by the fitted curve. Similar for the barnyard grass seeds, which has the low estimation, some area contributed to this underestimation. Another reason is maybe compared with the simulation, the fumigant concentration is higher than the simulated. That's another reason, maybe. According to the concentration time index and this dose response curve, fungi should not be influenced by the application rate. That was exactly what we measured. All the fungi was alive at the end of the experiment. So in summary, the model reasonably predicted both the fumigant transport and the pathogen control. I think it has a great potential for us to develop the optimized application method. And besides, the mass balance analysis is necessary for us to determine the experimental uncertainty. Yeah, that's all. Thank you. And